for another edition of the Alcorn Archives on WEOL. It's brought to you by Mama Joe Homestyle Pies in the Amherst Shopping Plaza off Cooper Foster Park Road. Enjoy taste you remember. Stop soon at Mama Joe Homestyle Pies. I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Tim Alcorn as we look at the Alcorn Archives. Tim, this is turning into like a request a dedication. You've got a special show for tonight of an archive looking back, right?
Yes, as the radio DJ would say, or maybe in my days as a wedding DJ, this is a request from Avon head coach Mike Elder. He wanted to have this one on the Alcorn Archives. I said, we'll do it. Of course, Avon and Hoban tonight in the state semifinal. Well, a couple of years ago, in November of 2018, Avon was in a state semifinal against Hoban. After an unbelievable regional championship game against Toledo Central Catholic that Avon would win 37-22. And so I asked Mike, what's the most memorable playoff win you've had? And boy, there's been a lot of those. And it didn't take him 3 seconds to respond to Toledo Central 2018. So by request for Mike Elder, here we go. Avon and Toledo Central Catholic in the regional final from 2018.
Okay, well, count down the score, or count up the score as we work our way through this game today.
Well, Avon went into the ball game as a heavy underdog, and I don't mean that as a slight against the Eagles. They were 11-1 going into the ball game, but Toledo Central Catholic was loaded. 12-0 on the year going into the ball game, had given up like 60 points all season long, had numerous Division I players. The game was out at Clyde, and I remember Mike Elder saying during the week as we chatted, listen, if we play this team 10 times, they're going to beat us 9. But we only need to beat them on one night, Friday night, in Clyde. And Avon did just that. And, boy, they were ready to go right out of the chute. Boy, a one-man wrecking crew for Avon in this ball game was Mark Steinmetz. He was unbelievable offensively, defensively. Scored first with a blocked punt. After Avon's defense stuffed Toledo Central 3-and-out on their first series, it was a blocked punt and a recovery in the end zone for the two-point safety.
Joey Lance back deep, and it's blocked! It's blocked! Kicks rolling into the end zone! It's knocked out of the end zone!
Oh.
It'll be a two-point safety.
Steinmetz on the block.
It'll be a two-point safety for Avon.
Boy, Steinmetz just came through untouched. Blocked that clean.
Steinmetz came blasting through, and now we've got a conversation in the end zone amongst the officials.
I think they're going to call him for slapping it out of the end zone.
It's a two-point safety. Avon has jumped out on top 2-0, 10:35 to go in the opening quarter. Steinmetz came blasting through, blocked the punt. It was rolling into the end zone. You thought for a moment Avon might be able to pounce on it and get a touchdown. Ball got slapped out of the end zone, but hey, the Eagles will take the 2 points.
Absolutely, and get the ball back here.
And when they got the ball back, they put together an outstanding drive led by their terrific senior quarterback, Ryan Malloy. Ryan, who, of course, was just a phenomenal high school football player. He could throw it. On this night, he would run it very effectively. But he got Avon's first touchdown with his arm as he hooked up with Ryan Jones on a 24-yard score for the Eagles.
First and 10 Eagles at the Toledo Central Catholic 24-yard line. Malloy gets the snap. Malloy looking, throwing over the middle, diving catch!
Wow.
Touchdown in the end zone, Ryan Jones!
Oh.
What a catch by Jones! The Eagles lead it by a score of 8-0. 8:43 to go in the first quarter of play.
And they would add the extra point to make it a 9-0 ball game. And then that very same duo, Malloy to Ryan Jones, would do it again in the first quarter a little bit later on in the period. This one was 1 yard further. It was a 25-yard hookup, and what a play by Ryan Jones to get it into the end zone.
Malloy looking, throwing down the left side, caught inside the 10, 5, outstretched. Touchdown, they're going to give it to him. Touchdown, Avon. I believe that's Ryan Jones again.
Wow.
It is Ryan Jones, the 5'11 senior. Second time tonight, Malloy has hooked up with Ryan Jones. How about Avon with a 15-0 lead, 2:18 to go here in the first quarter of play.
And that's Malloy making the big throw. The underneath route would have got him the first down. That receiver was open. He wanted the score on that one.
And Bruce, I can recall Ryan Jones just outstretching, kind of diving for that pylon. He was right on the sideline. And as you often see at the college level or the pro level, they try to get that ball to the pylon so it'll be scored a touchdown, and that's exactly what Ryan Jones did. It was a tremendous athletic move, and with the extra point, all of a sudden, Avon is up 16-0. I mean, you could just sense that the Toledo Central Catholic crowd right below us was stunned, and you can hear on the other side the Avon crowd was going crazy. Well, in the second quarter of play, they would have more reason to roar. I mentioned Ryan Malloy, two touchdowns via his arm in the first quarter of play. Well, in the second quarter of play, he showed off his running ability. He would end up rushing 17 times for 151 yards in the ball game, and this was a huge one, a 75-yard jaunt to pay dirt to extend Avon's lead in that second period.
Third and 8 Eagles at their own 25. Here comes Malloy up the middle. He's to the 30, 35, 40. He's got Ostert to room. They're not going to catch him. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. 75 yards for Ryan Malloy. 18. Oh, my. 22-0. They're racking up points so quickly, I lost track.
That's a great job by the coaching staff. They come out and they see how Central Catholic's going to defend the trips. No safety in the middle of the field. They know all they have to do is get Malloy through the line of scrimmage, and he's off to the races, and he was off to the races.
22-0, Avon. Ryan Malloy, 75-yard run.
It was just an incredible run. Boy, what a great job there by Tom Evans on the color commentary. That's why he's one of the best. He described it perfectly. The safety wasn't there. The middle was wide open. Avon's offensive line, a tremendous offensive line. They just opened up this huge hole for Malloy, and it was nothing but the green turf in front of him. 75-yard touchdown run. And you're thinking, boy, this is too good to be true. I mean, Avon's up 23-0 with still plenty of time left in the second quarter of play. Toledo Central Catholic finally found their footing in that second quarter as they had a 44-yard interception return off a Ryan Malloy pass to make it a 23-7 game. But, boy, that didn't faze Ryan Malloy whatsoever as late in the second quarter of play, he would score his second touchdown via his legs, a 19-yard scamper to put the Eagles in front by a pretty wide margin once more.
Third and 4 at the 19-yard line. Malloy awaits the snap. Malloy's going to keep it himself. Ryan's got room to the 10. Fighting to the 5. Breaks off, and he's in for the touchdown.
Wow.
What a run by Ryan Malloy. His second touchdown run of the night. 29-7. 3:07 to go here in the first half of play.
Yeah, unbelievable run by Malloy. He broke that tackle at the 5-yard line and just gutted his way into the end zone. Once again, Nathan Bakos good on the extra point. So Avon goes to the locker room, Bruce, with a 30-7 lead at the half over this number 2 team in the state of Ohio, Toledo Central Catholic. And, of course, everything rolling for the Avon Eagles. And you're wondering, boy, is Toledo Central going to make that comeback in the second half? Or can Avon keep this up? Because you knew Toledo Central, they weren't done for the night. But what a first-half performance by the Eagles.
So when did Toledo Central Catholic get their game in gear?
In the third quarter of play. So let's move ahead to that second half because Toledo Central Catholic all of a sudden came to life, and they did it in a big way. They had a terrific athlete by the name of Bowen. And he would get Toledo Central back in the ball game, a 42-yard touchdown run. The extra point was good, and so that would make it a 30-14 ball game. And then later on in that third quarter of play, Troy Durden, another Division I player for Toledo Central Catholic, he would go in from 3 yards out. And on this touchdown, Toledo Central Catholic would go for two. They would convert, and all of a sudden, it's a 30-22 ball game at the end of three quarters. Avon did not score in that third quarter of play. So the momentum had switched to Toledo Central Catholic. They had found their footing on the offensive side. They had tightened up on the defensive side, and now they're right back in this thing. It's a 30-22 game as we go to the fourth quarter of play, and you can sense Avon is on the ropes a little bit. So we get to the fourth quarter. Avon gets the football early in the fourth quarter of play, and they put together an incredible 10-minute drive. I want to say it was about 10 or 11 minutes and was about 14 or 15 plays. It was just an incredible drive. They had to keep the football and keep it out of the hands of that real vaunted Toledo Central Catholic offense. And one of the third down conversions was huge, a fourth down conversion for Avon was huge, as Malloy would complete a pass to keep the drive alive and also keep the ball in Avon's hand.
He got maybe a yard. We'll set up fourth down and 8. Boy, interesting decision here for Mike.
Yeah, he's gone. He's watched the last two series with the Irish on offense, and they just really haven't been able to have an answer for Durden or the sweep to Bowen. So he knows that he's got to keep the football here.
Well, the play clock is at 18. I wonder if he winds it all the way down, takes a timeout, and says, let's think about it. Nope, they're coming up to the line of scrimmage. Here we go, 4th and 7. Avon at the 34-yard line. Play clock at 4-3. Malloy gets the snap. Malloy has some time. Fires right side. Complete! Wow. Down at the 26-yard line. Enough for the first down.
Yeah, that was a huge completion. And as I said, they're on the call. Enough for the first down. The receiver, I think it was Ryan Jones on that catch, stayed in bounds, so it kept the clock moving. And again, Avon would then just move the ball on the ground. It was just one of those drives, Bruce, that deflates the opponent, especially when Avon was converting on those fourth downs. On one of them, Ryan Malloy just went with a hard snap count and drew Toledo Central offside. So in essence, it was a free first down. The completion right there to keep the drive alive. So it was just one of those, the clock keeps moving, and for Avon, it's like sand through the hourglass. It can't go quick enough. And for Toledo Central Catholic, it's like a stopwatch. I mean, they're just looking up, and it's just coming off. It was a deflating drive. It was a great drive by the Eagles, and they would cap that drive off with Mark Steinmetz on a 5-yard touchdown run that gave Avon the breathing room they needed.
Malloy gets the snap, gave it to Steinmetz. Steinmetz crashes in! Touchdown, Avon! Steinmetz bowls his way in! 4 yards out! The Eagles now lead it 36-22! 2:04 to go!
Just head down straight forward, that drive blocking that was so successful for him in the first half.
And they are roaring over on the Avon side. Mark Steinmetz, his 13th touchdown of the year. And it may have catapulted Avon into the Final Four next Friday night.
Well, it indeed would do that. Bakos was good on the extra point. That made it 37-22. And I think on the call there, I said a little over 2 minutes to go in the ball game, and it just wasn't enough time for Toledo Central Catholic to mount any sort of comeback. And again, they were deflated at that point. Avon on that 10-minute drive, 11-minute drive to wrap up the ball game. So a thrilling win by the Eagles. Again, they weren't the favorite going in by any shot, but they beat them on the one night. And so that's all it took to go to that state semifinal against Akron Hoban. And of course, as he has done for many, many years, Mike Elder had a chance to chat with us on our post-game show on WEOL. And the first thing I asked Mike about was that incredible start by Avon when they jumped out to that 23-0 lead. Boy, his team was raring to go.
Well, you know, our kids are realists, and they understand that going into this game, if this was about 40 times and if this was about height and weight and combine numbers and all the bench press and squats, we don't have a chance tonight. But our belief in our coaches and our belief in one another made our kids come out here and execute our game plan to perfection. Fortunately, we got the big plays, and, you know, they put the ball on the ground, too. I think you got to be lucky and good in these situations. And tonight we were good, and we got a little bit lucky along the way, and that has to happen. So, again, I couldn't be more proud of a group of guys, and thank you so much to our marching band, our cheerleaders, and the fans who actually made the drive out here. You guys that are listening at home need to get your butt to a game because you're missing out on a good show these kids are doing.
Phenomenal win for Avon. Sent them to the state semi against Akron Hogan. And, of course, that's the matchup again here in 2020 in the Division II state semi. But what a game for the Eagles, as I mentioned. Mark Steinmetz, just that one-man wrecking crew, filling in for Nick Perusik at running back, rushed 31 times for 94 yards, had that block punt to start the ball game on a great note for Avon, had a fumble recovery, numerous tackles. He was just incredible that night, and the entire Avon team, they rose up, and like David against Goliath, they got the job done. So let's hope they can do that tonight, Bruce, as they take on Akron Hoban over at Byers Field.
As we started the show, we mentioned that this was Coach Elder's favorite memory of his Avon teams, one of the ones to look back on. Let's hope tonight can top that as well.
Yes, the all-request Alcorn archive from Mike Elder.
Right.
So let's hope. Well, I don't think he's listening to it right now as he gets ready for Hoban, but maybe the Avon fans. Remember that night 2 years ago over in Clyde and remember it very fondly.
Absolutely. Well, you post this on our website as well so people can listen back to the archives, replay it over and over again. It all started with a safety. You know, every point's important in a game like that, for sure.
Well, it sparked them. I mean, here they came out against this Toledo Central team that was just rolling up points, and they got a three and out, and then Steinmetz with the block punt and the safety, and it just kind of rolled from there. So the great start kind of lit the fire, but Avon was ready to play, no doubt about it. Well, and they'll be ready to play tonight.
We appreciate the look back just a couple of years in November of 2018. It was Avon and Toledo Central Catholic. The Alcorn Archives on WEOL, brought to you by Mama Joe Homestyle Pies in the Amherst Shopping Plaza off Cooper Foster Park Road. Enjoy, taste, you remember. Stop soon at Mama Joe Homestyle Pies. For Tim Alcorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke.